For the last 2 months, US President Joe Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have not spoken directly. It's no secret that relations between the two men are strained. Last night, they each spoke on the phone for half an hour to each other, their conversation coming at a critical time, with Israel stepping up its attacks in Lebanon and planning its response to Iran's missile attack. Sebastian Usher, Middle East analyst with the BBC, is on the line. So we know the call happened, Sebastian. We know it happened at a critical time. But we also know that the relationship between the two men is badly strained. I wonder, whatever about the talking, who was listening?
I mean, we haven't heard, to be honest, any great detail about what they discussed, as you'd expect. There was a pretty straightforward readout from the White House, which essentially just said that their talks have been direct and very productive. No mention within it of any nervousness from the US over what Israel might do in response to the latest missile attack by Iran on Israel that happened last week, which, you know, is the backdrop to this conversation, which, as you say, is the first the two men have had directly for around 2 months, which is a sign of a bad personal relationship between them. I think it's important, though, to stress that President Biden is a very, very wholehearted supporter of Israel as a country. And that hasn't really waned, despite some strong comments that he's come out with from time to time about Mr. Netanyahu in particular and its strategy in Gaza and the large number of civilian casualties there. But in terms of practical support for Israel, that's never really wavered.
And the question is, what will the nature of Israel's response to those Iranian missile attacks, ballistic missiles, some of them, last week? There is and has been US and international pressure not to strike sensitive nuclear or indeed even oil targets in Iran. But on the other hand, you've got the Defence Minister, Yoav Gallant, saying Israel's response when it comes will be deadly, precise and above all surprising.
Yes, I think that last word, surprising, is something that will not go down very well with the US. I mean, they were, I think, surprised when Israel killed the head of Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hassan Nasrallah, which obviously has escalated the conflict, not just in Lebanon, but with Iran, since Hezbollah is the jewel in the crown, essentially, of the region-wide proxies of Iran, and the killing of its leader, who's, you know, who'd been there since the 1990s, was a major blow. And I think was another reason why Iran finally took the decision to launch that strike last week. So, yes, I mean, we've heard from President Biden previous to this call he had yesterday, making very brief comments, but essentially saying that the US is not in favour, certainly, of attacking nuclear sites, which is something which the Israeli government, you know, could do, and certainly something which the Prime Minister Netanyahu has spoken of and wanted to do for many, many years. And also about the oil fields. I mean, President Biden had mentioned the oil fields in his first comments, and that had led to an immediate spike in oil prices. So he pretty much walked back on that the next day. I mean, the likeliest at the moment is that it will be an escalation of what Israel did last time this happened, back in April, when they attacked a defense facility, a military base in Iran. That will probably be far more expansive than it was then, but it may be limited to military bases, in which case it is possible, without in any sense ending this conflict between Iran and Israel, but it might draw a line under this particular episode rather than raising the stakes and leading to further escalation from Iran, which it's threatened. But we really don't know. We don't know how big it will be, and we don't know exactly when it will happen.
Well, thank you for bringing us up to date on that. That's Sebastian Usher, Middle East analyst with the BBC.